gun rights advocates have enjoyed an impressive string of victories in recent years, convincing lawmakers in many states to make it easier to buy and carry firearms. Here in Tennessee, advocates of another type of weapon notched a victory this year. The weapon is one many may find every bit as threatening as a gun, though its fans argue it's gotten a bum rap. Chaz Sisk has the story.
The monthly gun show at the Nashville Fairgrounds has just about everything a weapons collector could want. Handguns and high-powered rifles, tomahawks and tasers, in colors that range from survivalist camo to hot pink. But perhaps the most surprising find is at the table of dealer Eva Simmons.
These are vintage switchblades from the 70s that I carry.
The kind with the black and silver handle and a curlicue guard. These were illegal in Tennessee until recently.
It's just a one-button deploy, just like your regular switchblades that you see in West Side Story.
Gangs, street fights, sharks and jets. Knife enthusiasts say that one Broadway musical cemented Switchblade's bad reputation and took them off shelves for a generation. Blame, Leonard Bernstein.
Plays and movies like West Side Story fed the political hysteria to restrict these knives. There was never any rational basis for it, just as there isn't today.
That's Doug Ritter, an Arizona survival expert and knife designer. He's led efforts to repeal knife laws in state houses around the country. Alaska, New Hampshire, Missouri, Indiana, Kansas, and Texas all have done so since 2010. In July, Tennessee joined the list. Ritter, like others in the growing knife rights movement, says that, as with guns, they should face few or no restrictions on what they can buy and carry.
We tend to think of the Second Amendment as a firearms-related amendment. The Second Amendment doesn't say firearms. It says arms. So why should people not be able to own the knives they want?
Supporters point out knife crime has been on the decline for decades. Even as the nation's murder rate spiked in the 70s and 80s, those committed with knives fell steadily, making them rare today. Terry Ashe, the leader of the Tennessee Sheriff's Association, has a simple theory why.
It's not as common as it was years ago because there are more guns now.
According to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, knives were used in only 20 of the 337 murders committed last year, and in fewer than 1 in 5 aggravated assaults. They turned up even less frequently in rapes and robberies. Still, police were cool at first to the idea of lifting Tennessee's ban on switchblades and similar knives. But then lawmakers and knife rights advocates compromised by making the penalties for knife crime tougher. Ashe says it was an acceptable trade-off, given that knives are generally used in crimes of passion.
And there are tons of knives in homes that are all sizes, from steak knives to butcher knives, and most of the knife assaults you see actually happen in a domestic situation.
Knife advocates also argued Tennessee switchblade rules were outdated. The ban only applied to knives with internal springs, and manufacturers figured out a long time ago how to get around the law by using other technologies, such as a lever to open the blade.
So how do I hold it?
Yeah, hold it like that.
Okay.
And then just take your finger and just push that little flipper button on the back.
Okay, great. Yeah, let me try that.
Chris Tenpenny is the owner of Nashville Sporting Arms. He says most people couldn't tell the difference between a banned switchblade and a legal knife.
I've pulled out a knife before and opened it up, and somebody said, "Ooh, why are you carrying a switchblade?" And it's like, it wasn't even a switchblade, it was a manual knife. There's just a lot of strange perceptions out there.
Tenpenny says the push to repeal knife laws has opened up the market. When he started selling knives 4 years ago, he carried fewer than a dozen models. Now his stock fills two display cases, with more piled up behind the counter. Basic pocket knives Boy Scouts would use. A butterfly knife you might see in a martial arts film. High-end blades, decorated with electric blue shocks of anodized titanium. Those sell for hundreds of dollars.
Which to some people is crazy, but you know, people spend a lot of money on jewelry.
But there's still one weapon you won't find on many shelves in Tennessee. Brass knuckles. Those are still illegal. At least, for now. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.